أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This is the beginning of Ayatul Kursi. At the end of the last supara, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly you are also from amongst the Rasuls, the Prophets, the Messengers of Allah Ta'ala. There Allah Ta'ala explained the various aspects, some aspects of the greatness of the Risalat, the Messengership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this ayat Allah Ta'ala is explaining about himself, his glory, his greatness, and the various qualities of Allah Ta'ala in Ayatul Kursi, which is a famous ayat. Also in the previous ayats Allah Ta'ala explained that وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُهُ. That if Allah wished, and they should have, all people should have been united on one religion, and no, there should be no differences, and there should be complete unity, or that people should be following different religions and creeds, but they should not fight amongst themselves. But Allah did not wish that. Allah showed He is the absolute authority, and that people will be following different creeds, and in their own groups also they will be fighting. So this shows the absolute authority of Allah Ta'ala. Also that Allah Ta'ala has explained in the previous ayat that the day of Qiyamah, la bay'un, there will be no business transactions. وَلَا خُلَّةٌ, there will be no friendship whatsoever. All friendships will be cut off. So much so that even family ties between parents and children, brothers and sisters, all ties will be cut off. وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ, and nobody will intercede for anyone. So it shows also that on that day Allah's authority will be completely and absolutely only for Allah Ta'ala. And that is how a believer should get attached to Allah, to know Allah. This is very important, as there are great virtues of Ayatul Kursi, and we read the ayat for our protection also. But much more than that, it is to know Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala is. That is the main thing. And then the true power of Ayatul Kursi manifests and shows itself also. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the kuffar, the non-believers, the kafirs, the mushriks, they are the ones who are the greatest wrongdoers. Unfortunately, they themselves think that they are the benefactors of man. And more sadly, very much more sadly, how many Muslims think that the kuffar are the great benefactors of mankind, that they have invented this, they have invented that, they have made life easy, comfortable, whereas the Quran says they are zalimun, they are the greatest wrongdoers, that they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, or that they associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest zulm that can be there. And that zulm is of making zulm upon themselves. With all their inventions and all their lifestyle, what they are living, and which leads them into all the filthy lifestyle, all the evil, all the gambling, all the womanizing, all the filth and dirt of this world. And yet they think that they are very, very clever, and Muslims also think that that we have to follow them. So much so that we have got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to follow. The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, we have got to follow. But even Muslims are following the kuffar today, in their sports, in their education, in their lifestyle, in everything, their dressing, we are following them. So Allah shows here that the say is not of the kuffar, but of the mu'mineen who have got connection with Allah, who have understood that Allah, la ilaha illahu, is one Allah. There is no other deity besides Him. If we get this reality, we get the help of Allah, we will see clearly in our lives that we don't need anything of this dunya. Allah is sufficient for us in this dunya, moreover at the time of maut, and then in the qabr, and then on the day of qiyamah, and then what to say in jannat, all the ni'mats of jannat, as we heard now in fajr namaz, with in the surah ar-rahman. More than that, to have connection with Allah and to be in the presence of Allah, that will be the greatest. And then Al-Hayyul Qayyum, and these are the Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah Ta'ala, by which Allah Ta'ala's help comes immediately, by which Allah Ta'ala's Allah's protection comes immediately. When we get the reality of this, and in any difficult condition, we just read Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. What to say of the rest of the ayat? Just so much also, and Allah's great qudrat and help is with that person. But that is when he knows what he's reading, and with the yaqeen, the full conviction of it, when he has got the reality. So this is the connection of this ayat, is also very beautiful and very wonderful with the previous ayat, and the ayat itself is also so great. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with all the ni'mat that can be thought of, but unfortunately where they are in the Quran Sharif, we are not looking for them there. And where they aren't in the dunya, we are looking for it there. Like a person who lost his gold coin in his little tin shanty in his hut, and that was the only asset really that he had of this dunya, and he lost it in his hut, in his tin shanty. But to look for it, he went out on the street, and under the street lamp he was looking for it. A friend came by and saw that my friend is very disturbed, he's in a predicament, asked him what's wrong. He said, my one gold coin, which is my only asset in my life, I've lost it and I'm looking for it. He said, let me help you look for it. He looked for a while, then as usual, he asked, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tin shanty. So he said, then why are you looking for it here under the bright light? He said, because I got no lights in my tin shanty. So he can look for the coin where it isn't. Until the cows go home, he won't find it there. Where it is not, you cannot find it. If he looks for it in his tin shanty, even if he hasn't got a lamp, a candle or anything, he just moves his hand around everywhere, hopefully he will find it, because there it is where he lost it. We lost everything of ours by breaking our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now we are looking for it in the soccer stadiums. We are looking for it in the World Cup. We are looking for it in gambling places. We are looking for it in prostitution dens, all the other places where it isn't. We can look for it till we live 10 lives, we won't find it there. We have to look for it where we lost it, in the masajid. We have to make our way to the masajid. We have to make our way to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just a little effort in the right direction, and we will find it again, and we will find that peace in our heart, and a person will know what great enjoyment there is, what great protection, how much of Allah's rahmat, how much of Allah's barakat, all that Allah has given us. He has given us the greatest kitab, the Quran Sharif, the greatest ayat, which was not in the Torah, Injil, which is not in the rest of the Quran. He has given us Ayatul Kursi. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize our treasures and use them accordingly, and let us not live in oblivance. And when maut will come, we will be ever so sorry that we had all the treasures but we didn't know and we didn't use them. Let us wake up to reality well before maut comes to us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.